You shouldn't call just any warm spell in the fall Indian summer. We'll tell you why in a moment on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-881-8717 for your free CD. Call 1-800-881-8717. That's 1-800-881-8717.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 15th, the 288th day of the year. Musician Richard Carpenter turned 64, and folks on the East Coast were welcoming St. Luke's Little Summer on this day in 1988 as temperatures rebounded from several days of record lows. October 18th is the Feast of St. Luke on the Roman Catholic calendar, and over the years, observers have noticed a tendency for a warm spell to occur a few days before or after the Holy Day, and it has since become known as St. Luke's Little Summer. What most of us call Indian summer can't occur until next month if you adhere to the strict definition, which is a warm spell after St. Martin's Day on November 11th. And there's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore and your local forecast at almanac.com.